In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, usually when we think about the book of Revelation, we think about the scary stuff, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, or the beast, which is the Antichrist, things like that. But really, if you were to count verses and look through it, you find more glorious and wonderful stuff than you do scary stuff. You'd find things like symbolic descriptions of heaven. And today we find a description of the souls in heaven. It says, I, John, looked, and there was the Lamb, who is, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, standing on Mount Zion. Mount Zion is where the temple is built, but we're not just talking about the earthly temple, we're talking about the heavenly temple, the dwelling place of God, heaven itself. And with him, 144,000. 144, what's that? Remember your third grade times tables? 12 times 12. Times 1,000. So you have the fullness of the redemption of Israel. And these, they're singing a hymn. They were praising God. And no one else could learn this hymn. These are the ones who have been ransomed from the earth. And they're the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And so what we see is the redemption of the people of the Old Covenant. But we need to remember that we also find elsewhere that it's not just the people of the Old Covenant, but it is the people of the New Covenant, because it's not just the 144,000, the fullness of the children of Israel, but it's people of every tongue and every nation and every tribe who are also saved and whose robes are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. And so we see a concrete example of God's desire to save the entire human race. Now, as for the number 144,000, if you've ever had the Jehovah's Witnesses visit your house, or they really love to put their pamphlets in hospitals. So if you've been in a hospital waiting room, you probably found a Jehovah's Witness watchtower or awake or whatever things. Yeah, they make a big deal about the 144,000, and they maintain that it's an actual number. Those are the only people going to heaven. So if you are 144,001, you're out of luck, brother. It's not how it works. God does not, the numbers are symbolic, and God is not trying to hurt us or say, oh, well, you missed it by this much. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.